associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
Now, I have the authority to manifest the Christos, and this is where many people stop. They have the identity, they have the authority to manifest the Christos, but then they stop at this authority to manifest the Christos. You know, the Bible says that for as many as believed Him, to them He gave power to be manifested. That power is not actually dunamis, it is exousia. That means right or authority to be manifested as the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It's similar to what Jesus said. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But then because they are born again, they see that there are aspects of their lives that they have not broken through. There is no victory. Because it is the substance of the Christos that gives victory. We enter the substance. John chapter 6, from verse 63. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? They are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Hear the testimony of Simon Peter. Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and assure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the substance of the Christos. You know, many times when Christians get born again, there is a legal side of redemption and there is a vital side of redemption. The legal side of redemption tells you what Christ has already done. The vital side of redemption tells us what the Holy Ghost through the Word is doing in our lives now. One of the greatest mistakes you can make is to mix up the vital and the legal sides. Is to assume that something you should be doing now is already done. E.g., oh, you know, some people are just fasting and pray. There's no need to fast and pray and kill yourself because, look, Jesus has done everything. You are mixing things up. You are mixing things up. Jesus Himself said there is a time that the groom will be taken. In those days they will fast. So our identity gives us authority. But this substance of the Christos gives ability. There are many Christians that are born again, but they feel helpless in front of situations and circumstances. To start with, they feel helpless before sin in their lives. And they tell people, I'm born again, I don't know why I have these contradictions in my life. He tells us how. He says, it is the spirit that quickens. When He told them, He said, won't you go away to? They didn't say, where will we go to? Who can multiply bread for us to eat now? No. He said, you have the words of eternal life. Because that is what imparts ability in people. I'm an engineer, I know how to work with many things. So Jesus said, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. We'll get to Psalms tomorrow. This is the prophets. The prophets deal with revelation knowledge, freighted with power. That means that people might have authority, they might have potentials, they might have seen the identity, who they are in Christ. Unless the word of truth, the word of the Christos, dwells in them richly, they will be suffering on earth. He said, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. I write unto you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. This is the place where people have started inhaling the word of God. Because for the word of God to change your life, it must be in gaseous form. There's a difference between information and revelation knowledge. Many people think that God works with information. Information, the Bible says, knowledge puffs up. People tell you information, tell you things, tell you, it just makes your head big. Revelation knowledge changes you from the very core of your personality. Revelation knowledge will give you impetus for action. When words come with breath, you will know that something has shifted in your life. You have the words of eternal life. That woman, that evangelist, brought out the whole city of Samaria. When they came and listened to Jesus, they said, now we believe, not because of your testimony, but because we have heard him ourselves. Every area that you might have a challenge, that you are struggling, that you lack ability, is because Rema has not come in that area. It might be in your health, it might be in your finances. Say, but I am reading God's word. You are gathering information. Fire has not fallen upon the world. What we are calling revelation knowledge, it is words of eternal life, words with breath. One young man met me and said, he was a pastor, and said, sir, I prophesy over people. They receive miracles, but they don't stay. They go somewhere else. And then when they have the next problem, they come. He said, sir, can you diagnose my problem? So I put the diagnostic, I put Bible inside him. I'm pressed. And I said, I've seen your problem. Peter said, where do we go to? You have the words of eternal life. Not you have power to turn stone to bread. Not you have power to multiply bread. Not that you have miracle working power. Yes, he said you have the words of eternal life. And anywhere you can get this word. Hey, if you have, look, the greatest resource that heaven has is revelation knowledge. Anywhere you can get this word is your treasure trove. Paul entered the city and spoke the word in the synagogue. They said, Kai, this word you have said, we have to hear you again concerning this matter. The next week, the Bible says that the whole city came out, yet there was not one miracle. John the Baptist started shouting from the wilderness. He came out. The Bible says the whole of Judea gathered around him. And then the Bible said, now John performed no miracles. Boy, words of eternal life. If you get that word, your problems are over. At least in that area of your life, you have gained mastery. You have gained ability. Growing up, I felt that they were mutually exclusive. You know, you have word, you have power. If you know what the word of eternal life, you will know that the word of eternal life is the power. Yes, it is what can change the lives of people. You might be a pastor here, and you are preaching to people, and the more you are talking to them, the more problems they are giving you. Hey, if you get breath on your words, you will see the life of people changing like lightning. One young man met me. He said, sir, what do you think is my problem in this ministry? I said, is that you are not a word man. It was as if I slapped him. He said, Kai, daddy, that thing you say, I'm a word man. Oh. People say I'm a word man. You can be a word lecturer. But unless there is breath on your words, you don't understand what we are talking about. So I asked him, I said, I know you. I said, if you have a problem and you are praying now, I know you. The time you will be relieved is when you see a vision. And there's nothing wrong. And that's good. He said, I said, the time you will be relieved is when you say, because he had told me many times, that you see that time where, and then in the revelation, God showed me that there was something that was, there were people that were attacking from somewhere. I said, if it is me, I will enter God's word. I will start sniffing God's word. I will start looking. I will be like a sniffer dog. I will start looking at the world, looking for trends, looking for patterns, looking for people that had the same problem I have now. I say, I will gather all the words I can gather until one word jumps at me. It says, thy words were found and I did eat them. And your word, singular, he gathered plenty words though, but it was one word that was the joy and rejoicing of his heart. For I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I said, this is the reason why what you tell people is not transferable. Because your visions and revelations are only for you, not for people. But God's word is for everybody. And that's why I can be a blessing to a generation, because I searched for the word with breath. You have to put that word. The Bible says that Jacob, a man of encounters, stumbled upon a place called Luz. And the way God works, that was the same place where his grandfather had put an altar. And he got stones and got one stone and anointed it. When he used that stone as his pillow, the Bible says that heaven opened up to him. There is a word that will make heaven open up to you. There is a word you will handle, that you will sniff something from inside the word of God. Hey, this has been the making of my ministry. I remember when I was a young man, and I'd be reading God's word, and reading E.W. Kenyon. I will put it on my head and start praying. Let me tell you something about prayer. There are many people, I've seen young people that, first of all, they have an identity problem. I'm talking about, how many of you are ministers of the gospel here? Can you raise up your hand? Okay, so they benefit. First of all, they have a crisis because they have not found their identity. So they are looking to be like that ministry. Like that ministry. They don't see the giftings of God upon their lives. And they are pressing to get a gift that is outside. Say, sir, your words bless us when you teach. What's teaching? I'm talking about forensic prophecy. Kind thing, 3D that I'm seeing. I am seeing. That's what I want now. That's distraction for you. Look at Paul. Paul stayed. Agabus was the major man. That was the major prophet. Paul did not feel less in the presence of Agabus. Agabus even gave him word. He said, thank you, man of God. But me, I'm going. And then they start fasting. And then they start praying. And then they start, it is good though. Fasting and prayer is very good. And you should do a lot of it. But their fasting and prayer only takes you up and down in a particular bandwidth of power. Things don't change. You know, things don't, I mean, when it comes to operations of the spirit. Prayer does not, prayer, it's the same bandwidth. For you to leap out of that bandwidth, light must hit you for you to jump. And then you will be doing the same things you have been doing, but you'll be getting more results. You know, I always thought, if young men, if a pastor is pastoring a church of 30 people, and before every special meeting, he's doing 7 days prayer and fasting. When he's pastoring a church of 200 people, there are more than seven, there are about seven times more people. So will he now start doing 49 days prayer and fasting? Because people have increased, problems have increased. No. God increases the engine inside. And the way that happens is through light. That's what we are talking about. That's something will hit you. We had a young man. He knows him very well. A pastor. He was in a city. I think he just finished from school. And then he started pastoring. And he was having problems with venue, problems with everything. To pay rent was a problem. If you move from here, if you go there, and you know, pastors know that when you have to be shifting from here, shifting to that other place, it is a problem on attendance. And then one day, he was playing my message. He was in his room, playing my message, and was listening. He heard a word. Something hit him. He fell under the power and started rolling in his room. Something hit him. He was crying. He was weeping. He didn't know. He stood up. He looked the same, but that engine had changed. That's what I'm telling you. Some of you are living here. That engine has changed. Oh. Everybody's 3 hours prayers is not the same. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Everybody's 3 hours prayer is not the same. Oh. Just the same way you will be deceiving yourself to think that putting on, I pass my neighbor generator for 3 hours is the same thing as putting on 500 kVA mechanical generator for 3 hours. What I pass my neighbor generator will do, being on 24/7 for a whole month, a mechanical generator of some ratings, we do it in 1 hour.
Yes, sir.
He stood up, he walked, he looked like an ordinary man, but something has shifted. One day I saw seed of 1 million naira. I didn't know. I didn't even know him. I said, who is this person that sowed this seed? It was later, I met Pastor Tara, and Pastor Tara was telling, sir, one young man was telling me his testimony. It was the one that the word of life hit. Breath hit him. He said, they have a venue now. They have bought instruments. One man came to the church and gave him and all his pastors 1 million naira. And yet, he was a young pastor. Just finishing school. Your situation is not big. It's because you have not caught Rema. Because your environment will continue pressing you. Unless you rise up. When I was doing my first degree, you know, I was doing ministry work. I was not wise. I'm wiser now. But thank God, God brought wisdom then. I was doing ministry work and I said, what's academic? Ministry is the major thing. But you need faith for academics. Because it's the same faith you will use when ministry looks as if it's getting tight. Because the things that tighten men's situations in ministry are more logistic things that look like carnal things. Venue, all those things. It's not that devil appear to them. If devil appear to them, they will flog the devil. But when rent appears, when needs appear, that's hey. So you must learn it early. So God helped me. I jumped into my CGPA, entered first class, and then I had 2 semesters to go. I was reading engineering, and then one young man came from nowhere. I told me, sir, this one that we didn't read together. It was my junior. He said, this one that we have entered this first class, we must maintain it. We must maintain it. Sir, now it is 24/7 reading. We just be jacking. I said, car, it's true. We must maintain. this thing. It's true. But Galatians 3 says, I haven't started in the spirit. Are you not perfected in the flesh? It's good to read though. But that's not the priority. So I started. And then the word came to me. That's breath. The path of the just is as the shining light, shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I inhaled the word. Look, the word, when you look at the word is not just something I must do. No. It doesn't work that way. The word must be inhaled, then the word will start doing you. You know what happens to people that have been taking drugs? They are not the ones that think that what should I do now? Now that I'm taking tramadol. Tramadol light supposed to. No. It's the tramadol that is doing them. So he came back and he said, sir, what are we doing? What are we doing about this GP? We must finish. I say, nothing. No. He said, how? I said, because my GPA is not dropping. It's not even remaining on the same level. It's moving forward. It's increasing. Because I have seen that the path of the just is as a shining light. Shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. There must be a word that has caught your heart that is leaping you forward. Or else, if you get any kind of result, there will be fear in your heart that it will not last. How many times we see this with people, you know? When people talk to me, I know whether they have inhaled the word. The word of the Christos. It says, let it dwell in you richly. You must find it. And to find it, you must go to where it is. You must stay with the word. You must get every material you can get. You must listen to those that have the breath of faith. One young man came for immersion exclusive 2 years ago. No, explosive, I think. Explosive. Explosive is in October. So, I know he came for that meeting. And as I was preaching, what he heard was Psalm 18. God has made your feet like hinds' feet and is causing you to walk upon your high places. Up to the time that he came, he will sow seed, he will sow 5K. He will sow 10K. He will sow 5K. He will sow 10K. From there, radically, his conditions changed. The next time I got seed from him was in millions. Sometimes 3 times a month. Seed in 7 digits, 8 digits. How? If this thing, he said that when he entered and he heard that word, it was as if they fired an arrow into his heart. This encounter with the word is what changes your level, though. Or else you continue going around the same mountain over and over again. The same problems you have now will be the same problems you'll be having next year. But once the word lifts you, it is when somebody says what they are going through, you will remember that you were in that place. When he came for immersion, he said, for security reasons, I cannot tell you what God has done, what we are what. But all I can tell you is that houses, estates, cars, all those things, they are not an issue again. We have many stories of those kind of liftings. How? Because the word lighted upon them. Anything that is a problem in my life, it is the word. I will get something. I will get something. I will look for it. I will look. I have spent weeks, I have spent months looking for an answer. And when it comes, it will be worth it. All the time. And what happens? Then the ability of the Christos starts rising inside you. People will look at you and say that, this guy responds like Jesus. This guy, the miracles he has is of a higher order. They are word miracles. Encounters with God's word. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. May the eyes of my understanding be enlightened.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.